Ronnie Hillman, foot, did not participate. Kayvon Webster, shoulder, did not participate. Jacob Tammy, ribs, did not participate. Quentin Carter, knee, did not participate. Julius Thomas, ankle, was limited today. Will Montgomery, knee, was limited. Keep Tlaib, hamstring, was full. C.J. Anderson, ankle, was full. Juwan Thompson, knee, was full. Paul Kornick, shoulder, was full. Wes Welker did not participate. That's a team decision or non-injury decision. And then Demaryius Thomas got stepped on ankle. He was limited. Any questions?
Coach, did you go forward with Peyton Manning, the quarterback, this running game good for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be a quarterback's best friend. You know, I think it helps not only the quarterback, but the O-line, you know, keeps the defense guessing a little bit more rather than be one-dimensional in the pass game all the time.
What, if any, discussions have you had with John Elway on how a running game helped him later in his career?
You know, many times. You know, I think, you know, I was around for most of his career as a coach, just watching, and, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, the two world championships they won, they had a more balanced attack, I think, in those years than previous years. So, you know, I think surrounded by a defense, you know, all things necessary, I think, that it takes to win a championship.
Could we get a sense of, did you have to make this change? Did you feel like you had to make this change, run the ball a little bit more midseason, or is this what you wanted to do all along? Because we saw you guys running a lot in camp.
Well, I think it's just a matter of we got away from it, and you know, in one particular game, and you have to remind yourself again. You know, hindsight is 20/20, but you know, we have to deal with it as well. So, you know, it's just a point of emphasis. You know, I think. I think, you know, being around for a while, I think you understand you don't want to be one-dimensional as an offensive football team.
Buffalo's shown defensively up front they're pretty stout. What have you seen? What jumps out at you right away when you look at film on the field?
Well, number one, they're playing a very good team defense. And, you know, I think the strength of them is up front. You know, I think they have three guys that, you know, have multiple sacks, you know, of their front four. And then you know, the one guy that doesn't, a high motor guy we had in the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. So, you know, like most defenses, it starts up front, and theirs is no different.
Kyle Orton was pretty tight-lipped when asked about his time in Denver. What do you remember about
him? Well, I remember a good guy, a good teammate. You know, he was our starting quarterback. I know to start our tenure here, you know, he can make all the throws. He is a veteran guy. He's won games before. I think Denver originally had picked him up, I think, from Chicago. So, you know, he's a guy that's been around. I think he was a backup in Dallas, and he's played a lot of football, seen a lot of football, so he's got a lot of experience.